get ready quicker. Giving his wife a half playful jab to the arm. Well, anyway, we got some things to do and we got some things to show y'all. Come on in. Get on in our truck and I'll show you about this place. I haven't really had a chance to give you the grand tour yet. That's alright, says Johnny. I was planning on turning in early tonight. Perhaps we'll take a rain check on that tour at local grounds.
No, I insist. Come on.
Yeah, come on, says his wife. Let's go. She gets on her coat and seems all excited. I'll put some coffee in some thermal mugs and we can bring those donuts along. So everybody's drinking coffee and munching on these glazed chocolate, almost plastic looking donuts that are not bad at all. Nice sugar rush, good coffee. Bumping up and down these steep, sloped, sometimes tilted mountain roads to areas that Johnny has not gotten to yet on his walks. They pass by some interesting stuff. Like there's a two tall ancient looking concrete chimneys sticking out of the ground, but no other sign of a building. The sheriff explains that this is a bordello back in the old West days. He says it burnt down sometime in the 30s. Sheriff stops the truck at a clearing. Sheriff stops the truck beside the road where there's a steep cliff down and a nice clearing of trees where you can see big old foothill peak of the next mountain, and there's these tall, huge, sculpted looking stones with flat sides raising way up in the sky. A squiggle of green and dull red with golden flecks. The sheriff claims that this is a pre-human religious site, that some unknown sentient life form made this long before the Indians came, and which in fact had died out, or as he says, moved on perhaps. Woven amongst the extremely massive stones and Stonehenge is nothing compared to this place. These are huge fucking boulders. You don't see how anybody could possibly have carved and shaped such massive stones. Lying on the ground and mostly buried in the soil are the top stones. Long flat stones that the sheriff explains once sat in a perfect ring around these megalithian stones, but none of them remain standing. And below this, there is a concrete structure built amongst the great rock pillars, boulder pillars. It's built like it's one big single unit of concrete, and it looks like it was probably made a few decades previous. Take this rather narrow path here, says the sheriff. can drive you right by the place. Really? Says Johnny. But he don't really want to go. Something about the place seems pretty foreboding to him. And his path is freaking scary. Really steep. This is a powerful four-wheel drive truck, and the sheriff drives it aggressively. Now they are standing before the building. This is a old concrete building from 1910, he says. He says that when the prospectors and fur trappers settled here, the structure seems to be from around. Johnny asks about this building. It's very strange. They pull up in front of it. It has no parking lot. Just kind of a flattened through many, many cars driving up it. Flattened road. And it has these dim, thick, cracked, really old school glass windows, so they get out and everybody piles out and they go inside the place. Yes, this building was made in 1865, says the sheriff as he chews down another cigar, smoking and chewing, sucking and biting. Like a dog worrying a chunk of deer. They go inside. Rocky passes his special canteen to everybody. It's a very, very sweet liquor, and Johnny can't tell what it is, but it's very good and very heady. The main building of this place is what appears to be an altar, a sacrificial altar complete with the depressions in the concrete floor to allow the blood to flow and drain into a hole below. And this carven, a great, great tree was taken and put in here. Carved into this hideous, reptilian, tentacled, crazy Lovecraftian looking monster that's very fucking freaky and disturbing to look at. Bader explains that this is the local religion here. The old gods. The old ones have real power. He says that people in this town worship this idol, that this is the dark bug Shugog. Furthermore, he says people that come here, they either worship bug Shugog or they die, like the man in the wheelchair the other day. I kill anyone who opposes me. I am the king. I am the man of this town. There is no other authority. All worship Bug Chugug or die. Snarls the sheriff.